And the time is 8:56, time now for a look at the commodity market. Let's welcome Ellen Dearden from Ag Review in Morton. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Jim. And grain futures are lower this morning. We're not seeing much sparks of good news. However, we did have several corn sales made to various countries. Have to wonder whether that's not a little glad-handing coming in. Colombia, South Korea, and unknown all bought new crop corn. We did see export bookings this morning, and again, new crop corn was pretty outstanding, with Japan and the big buyers. However, we're sitting stalled right down near yesterday's lows. On the bean side of things, we did have deliveries made of 349 contracts against the August beans put out by Bunge House. Now, that's not a friendly sign when a commercial puts these out. Still, no new crop sales of beans to China on the weekly report. Right now, we see December corn at 410.5, down a penny and three quarters, and March at 427.75, down a penny and three quarters. November soybeans, 991, down 4.75, and January at 1009.5, that's down 5 cents. The bean meals down fractionally, bean oil down about 50 points. In Chicago, September wheat, 520.5, down 3.5 cents. December at 540.25, down 4. Livestock futures are a little bit on the mixed side this morning, with live cattle for October at 229.12, down 60. October feeders, 338.90, up 35 cents. And the December live hogs at 81.35 is up 15. We've seen consistent days of new contract highs in the live cattle. Be interesting to see whether we do that again today, with a little bit softer prices reported in Kansas in the cash market. The September crude oil futures at 69.32 is down 68 cents. We've got the gold market a little higher, the silver market a little lower. The dollar index has screamed higher all week. The September index at 99.85 is up 0.25. Be interesting to see whether all these trade deals that are in the works come to fruition. We certainly don't have anything solid on China, but we do have another extension that puts a September-October date more likely. By that time, China will know what kind of a corn and bean crop that the U.S. would have at that time. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But for now, the market's construing that rain makes grain, and the corn and bean markets in the U.S. are big. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.